With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson in Italy today on his first foreign trip as Speaker. Says his legislative counterparts from other G7 nations are expressing concern over America's recent role on the world stage. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana congressman offered a diplomatic answer.
To put it frankly, I don't talk to our allies about this openly, but you and I know that the Biden and Harris administration have appeased and apologized and accommodated the enemies of our country. And we know that when Donald Trump was president, America really did project strength on the world stage. And our adversaries feared us, and they knew that aggression towards the U.S. would just not be tolerated. He brought back the policy of peace through strength, and we desperately need it again.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, hiring in America picking up in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March, in a sign that the job market may be cooling but does remain sturdy. Employers adding a modest 142,000 jobs, that's up from a scant 89,000 in July. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antonio tells the Salem Radio Network the jobless rate doesn't tell the whole story.
The problem with the rate today is that we are not counting literally millions of Americans who don't have jobs but have given up looking for jobs.
The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2% from 4.3% in July. Another round hitting Wall Street, technology stocks taking the brunt of it. After a jobs report billed as the most important of the year came in mixed, the Dow dropping 403 points now, the NASDAQ composite 397 in the red. This is SRN News. Two German podcasters are punished for rejecting transgenderism.
A court in Frankfurt ordered the men to delete an episode in which they referred to a man who is living as a woman as a man. The issue has to do with a man who was using women's facilities at a gym. The podcasters have opted to kill the episode under threat of $250,000 fine or 6 months in jail if they did not. Free speech is not as well protected by law in Germany or any other Western European nation as it is here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two more Ohio abortion restrictions have been blocked in court as the legal impacts of the 2023 constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion continue to be felt. A Cincinnati judge's preliminary injunction temporarily halts enforcement of a ban on using telemedicine for medication abortions and a second law prohibiting non-doctors from prescribing the drugs. This is SRN News. Federal judge in California probing the terms of a proposed $2.78 billion settlement of antitrust lawsuits against the NCAA and major conferences, revealing a potential snag in the deal. Judge Claudia Wilkin questioned whether payments to college athletes from booster-funded organizations should be restricted. The hearing was the first step of a lengthy court process. Sweden's public health agency says children under the age of 2 should not be exposed to any digital screens.
The recommendation is the latest in a worldwide effort to limit screen time for young kids. Sweden's suggestion comes after research found that children suffered negative effects like poorer sleep, depression, and limited physical activity with high uses of digital devices. For children from 2 to 5, it's recommended they be allowed just 1 hour of screen time per day. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.